enjoy your honeymoon.
A pained moan escapes my dry, cracked lips as I stare, my whole body feeling like it's been hit by a double-decker bus. The dull ache in my head turns into a sharp stab, sending another deep, pain-filled groan echoing around me. Blinking gritty eyes open, a screaming wave of panic rushes in when all I see is darkness. My heart thumps in my chest when I close and open my lids again, but I'm still surrounded by the endless black of my nightmares.
Hello?
I croak out, my voice a broken thing, rasping among the shadows. Clearing my throat and wincing at the dryness, I try again. Is anyone there? My breathing stutters as I'm met by silence, a full body shiver skittering over me at the cold that surrounds my body. Pushing up onto my elbows, I have to pause as my head swims and throbs all at the same time. Bile burns the back of my already sore throat, but I manage to breathe through it, waiting for the nauseating dizziness to subside. Clenching my hands into the soft bed underneath me, I focus on the cool linen sheets until I can sit up fully with only a slight waver. Pausing once again, I'm able to concentrate a little more and see that the room is not as pitch black as I first thought. Soft moonlight filters through the cracks of what looks like wooden shutters across the room. There must be a window over there. The hair on the back of my neck lifts at the eerie sight of undefined shapes around the room, the lighting casting everything in a sickly yellow glow. Gingerly turning my still pulsing head, I can see the dark outlines of various bits of furniture, a large wardrobe and a dressing table with a mirror that reflects a ghostly image of a pale, frightened girl back at me. I quickly move on from the sight to see that I'm in a lavish, chunky wood four-poster bed with heavy drapes. A sudden kick in my lower abdomen causes my hand to fly over my bump, a whooshing breath of relief rushing out of me when I feel another movement. I have no idea what has happened to me, but the thought that something may have harmed my unborn child brings forth a wave of anger so fierce that spots blur my vision, and I have to go back to breathing deeply to calm down. Taking one final inhale, I steel my spine and slowly shift across the linen, the whisper of the fabric against my bare thighs a comforting noise in the silence. Wait, shit, I should be in my wedding dress, shouldn't I? Panic flares hotly inside me again, my pulse racing as I vaguely remember that I was wearing my wedding dress before everything went dark. Looking down, I touch the silk nightdress that kisses my thighs and furrows my brows as I try in vain to remember when I got changed. My hand clenches into a fist, wrinkling the fabric as useless tears fill my eyes, the memory eluding me. Suddenly, a noise makes my head snap upwards and I see the dark shape of a door across from me.
Hello?
I rasp, my chin trembling and hands shaking as I grasp onto the post and pull myself to standing.
Who's there?
Silence. A hatch in the bottom of the door springs open, and I almost lose my grip on the wood as my muscles violently jolt, soft light flooding the room for a moment as a tray is pushed through before the hatch closes again. I curse myself for being a coward, even as my heart pounds in my chest. I should have fucking gone over there when it was open. Taking a step away from the bed, testing how steady I am, I notice a set of drawers next to the bed with an ornate lamp sitting on top of them. Walking over to it using the side of the bed for support, I switch it on, flinching and close my eyes briefly against the light as a sharp pain lashes through my head. I wait for the throb to subside before slowly blinking my eyes open and taking in the room properly. It's decadent, with a beautiful hand-painted bird wallpaper covering the walls, light walnut furniture, and cream and gold silk furnishings. The whole space reminds me of something out of a Jane Austen film, and only adds to the confusion.